Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to second. Two outs. Kamkarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karian is 0-for-1 in the game. Karian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-1 in the game. Kralik bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Held. The throw from Karian and he is out, Ward applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Karian and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Romano reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves is walked intentionally. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Romano scores. Alves moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Nicholson moves to second. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Cam Carrion. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Jerry McNairtney pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-1 in the game. Kralik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.